some of the traits you've been able to bring from your previous team over to this situation that got you guys so enthusiastic about playing with you?
I'm not sure. I think it was a good match between the 49ers and myself and the 49ers. I think, you know, it was kind of the perfect match, and it just happened at the right time, and good things are coming from it.
No specific teachings, learnings you want to share?
You know, I try to put my guys in the best position to be successful, and I think that's what a good quarterback does. So, you know, it's my job to do that.
Were you surprised you were able to have so much success with this team?
I wouldn't say I was surprised. You know, we hold ourselves to a high standard here. And, you know, we went out on the field and kind of expected that. You know, throughout the whole this whole end of the season, there's been hiccups here and there, but I think overall it was a pretty good experience. Yeah, I mean, unbelievable the safety did that. I mean, it's just it's not good. It's not good for our sport. It's not good for anybody. Just a dirty play, but it's football. I mean, that happens. Marquise, I haven't seen him yet, but I mean, he's as tough as they come, and he bounces back from just about everything. So, you know, hopefully he'll be all right.
On the play after that, it's kind of a simple handoff, but you guys kind of throw the ball in. You know, was there some maybe extra motion behind that?
Hell yeah. yeah. The O-line wanted to make a statement. Carlos, everyone was fired up, and, you know, it was just kind of, you know, we did that one for Keese, I think. You know, everyone talks about sample size. I think it's one of those things that you can't really control how much you play or when you play. But when your number is called, I think if you make the most of your opportunities in this league, that's what makes good players. So that's what I've tried to do in my short time being a starter, and, you know, good things have come from it. Say it again? No, we could keep going. I mean, just talking to the guys in the locker room, it's unfortunate that our season comes to an end like this. But you know, hopefully for next year, I mean, we just keep this good thing going.
Jimmy, people talk all the time about carrying momentum into the and things like that. First of all, do you believe in that idea? And if so, how can that kind of manifest?
I think it carries you to a point. But I mean, every year is a new year. You get new players, you lose players. Every team's a different team than they were the year before. And I've learned that just from being in the league for 4 years. So it's kind of, you know, next year's team will have a different identity than this one did. But I think ending the season how we did definitely helped us. They weren't good. Yeah. I wasn't happy with them. Some unfortunate turn of events there. I mean, right before the half, you just can't have that. Giving them a chance like that. But our defense stepped up big. I mean, held them to, I think it was 2 field goals on both those turnovers. So that's good complimentary football. And it's just, that's what's making us a good team right now. Yeah, I threw it a little too early. KB said he slipped. I didn't even see that. But it was just, I don't know, just you can't do that before half. You can't take those unnecessary risks. And, you know, we'll learn from it. I think it, it could be a blessing in disguise learning from things like that. And I haven't thrown 2 picks like that in a long time, so it's it'll keep me motivated for sure.
What are you going to do in the offseason? Are you going to stay out here or are you going to stay playbook every day?
I might take a break for a couple days, you know. But, yeah, I'll probably get back to Chicago, see my family for a little bit. I'll go from there. I don't know. I train in L.A. usually, so I'm sure I'll be bouncing between L.A. and San Fran, but I haven't really thought that far ahead. I wish this thing could keep going, but, you know, all good things come to an end, I guess.
It seemed like when you came over to the 49ers, you needed that team starting to progress. Did you feel like everybody seemed, you know, to latch on as far as, you know, you had this winning mentality all of a sudden. With all due respect to the other teammates, what did you, what were some of the conversations you had with your teammates that made it clear that you were here to win?
You know, to be honest, when I first got here, I didn't think they had a losing mentality. I mean, you know, they honestly, we came into work every day. It was a positive attitude. Guys were grinding, and you know, that kind of gave me some hope when I first got here. Just, you know, these guys don't look at themselves as a whatever 0-19, whatever they were. But I think it was just the atmosphere in the locker room, you know, a great group of guys coming together, and good things came from it. So it's a blessing that I came here, and, you know, good things are happening.